The UJ women's basketball team gets a big win by knocking off number 7 Dakota Wesleyan, while the number 5 ranked Jimmy Men suffer their first loss of the year. I'm Jaron Matheny with the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. The University of Jamestown women's basketball team picked up a key victory in the early season on Wednesday night as the Jimmies outlasted number 7 Dakota Wesleyan in a 71-64 victory. Hannah DeMars led Jamestown with 32 points and 6 rebounds in the victory. Kate Cordes, the true freshman, had a career-high 16 points for the Jimmies, who improved to 4-1 on the year and now 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jamestown travels to Nebraska to face Midland on Saturday before taking on Concordia next Tuesday. The University of Jamestown men's basketball team, number 5 in the country, got off to a fast start at home Wednesday night, but cooled off quickly as they fell to Dakota Wesleyan by a final score of 80-68. Jamestown was in front 12-2 early, but by the halftime break, Dakota Wesleyan had a 34-28 lead, and Jamestown never got back in the lead in this game. Mason Walters matched his career high with 38 points while also grabbing 7 rebounds, but no other Jimmy finished in double figures on the night as Jamestown shot just 18% from three-point range. The Jimmies dropped to 3-1 on the year and 0-1 to start the conference season. Jamestown also heads to Nebraska to face Midland Saturday and then Concordia next Tuesday. Coming up tonight on Jamestown 107.1 AM 1400, online at newsdakota.com and streaming on our Jamestown 107.1 app. It's the start of the state tournament for the Blue Jay volleyball team. 7 p.m. this evening, Jamestown faces Fargo South in the opening round of the state volleyball tournament. Do not miss out on coverage. 7 o'clock tonight on KQDJ AM. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, head to newsdakota.com.